This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, do you wait for a series to end before you start watching it? I want to talk about your binge-watching habits right now, because this is very interesting.
No, and I also, with books, sometimes you'll see like a series of books, and it'll be like book three of four, and number four hasn't been printed yet, but I'll go ahead and read the first three and then just wait.
Well, 46% of Americans, either sometimes or always, wait for the series finale before they actually dive in to watch their series.
Not so much the finale, but when they do those split releases, and they're like, season four, part one, that'll be out in August. Season four, part two, that'll be out in December. I will wait until December.
Okay.
The downside to waiting for the finale is someone's going to spill it to you before, and you're going to find out how it ends.
Well, if you close your ears and go, la, 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 I can't hear you, I can't hear you, it works.
It really doesn't, because they're going to see it on mine or somewhere. It's just constant.
I did it.
Mine's more of the principle of the thing. I don't like that Netflix is suddenly trying to do this extended release thing. So just on sheer principle, I won't watch until it's all released.
Wow. I bet you they are suffering from that.
Yeah.
I know. I'll watch part one, and then when part two comes out, I'll watch part one again, and then part two.
Well, the reason that people wait for it to come out, the whole thing, they say it's because they're afraid the show will be canceled with an unresolved ending. Like, they'll end the show, or it won't be successful, and it's like, oh, man. I wanted to find out what happened to Rick and Debbie.
Yeah.
You mean like Game of Thrones? How they just kind of threw that last episode together and was like, best of luck.
Never seen it.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No, I haven't either.
I can say that my life is not that dependent on shows, that if they did cut one off in the middle, that I would be devastated. I think I would just go ahead and watch the show and enjoy it. And if it didn't ever get resolved, I would live.
But I've had shows just like that. It's like the first limited series, but they left it hanging at the end. And then... I mean, months go by, and I'm like, well, let me Google that. It says, no, it's been canceled.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, then y'all didn't end it, you jerks. It makes me mad.
Well, 31%.
Well, I get that. It's just not a big enough deal for me to not watch a show in fear that will happen.
Just write an article. Just one little article that says, here's how it ended. Have a great day.
Or I'll do it myself if I need to. Yeah. I'll just imagine how I think it ended.
Well, 31% of adults who use streaming services say that 1 to 3 shows that they've started watching have been canceled in the middle of it, sometimes with the unsettled plot lines.
So I even did this with a book once. So I was reading to my kids about this cat that could do ESP with humans or some craziness. They're little kids. And at the end, the cat they had been trying to save the whole time got killed.
Oh.
So I rewrote the ending for him. Mm-hmm. I had her not get killed. She ended up being slightly injured, and she had to go back to the main place and train the new baby cats from then on. So I even asked my daughter, I said, do you want me to change the ending of this? It's too sad. And she was like, yes.
So it's harder to do that, though, now with the streaming service, because you say, okay, kids, turn down the volume. Daddy's going to go ahead and lip sync the rest of the story for you.
I just tell them how it turned out. I'm like, hey, here's what happened on that episode that they never released.
Oh, I got you. So other 24% do it because they hate finishing a season that ends with a cliffhanger and then have to wait to next season, maybe 2 or 3 years before they're, got the next season.
2 or 3 years?
Sometimes it's a year in between.
And well, a year I can see, but like unless it's a movie, I don't see you waiting 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, like Emily in Paris did that.
Yeah.
Stranger Things did that.
Yeah, uh-huh. COVID kind of messed up a lot.
No, COVID did, but that was like it messed up everything. I would say that you could probably make a lot of money if you did a YouTube channel where you took shows that didn't have an ending and maybe did an animated ending for them.
That's
or something.
Too much work.
No, you do sock puppets.
Yeah.
Okay. I hadn't considered sock puppets.
Sure. And end it for them. That's good. But a lot of people will build up 3 or 4 episodes before they even start watching. And then, I even hate the two-parter movies, like they're out in the theater. I know, was it Marvel, the Endgames or whatever?
Yeah.
It was a two-parter. And then, like, when you do that to a movie and you're at the end of the movie and then you're like, how are they going to wrap this up in 15 minutes? Because I know it's about to be over. And all of a sudden it's like, there's a part two movie.
That's why I don't like to look when I am watching Netflix. I don't try to look at the timer or how much it's got left.
Oh.
Like if I'm watching a movie, I don't look and see how much it's got left because I don't want to be like, well, I got 5 minutes left now. And
that's books are the same way. I'm like, I'm trying not to see how thick it is.
Stop trying to be educated in here.
What are you talking about?
We ain't a reader.
We talking about lazy TV watching people, not those book readers.
You'll make us feel bad because we don't read.
I see, and meanwhile, I do the opposite. I flip to the end. I'm like, oh my gosh, what have I done to myself?
You read the end at the beginning?
No, I go to the end and I see how many pages.
Oh.
And then as I'm going through, I'm like, okay, so many pages left to go.
You do it with chapters, like, because you want to end on a chapter, right?
Of course.
Yeah, I always end on a chapter if I am reading it all.
Well, you can tell by the thickness of the book, too.
These spidey senses.
Know how this close you are to the end. Pages. You're like, okay, it's a lot thinner on this side. I must be getting close to the end.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Few of us are weird when it comes to our binge watching.
All of us, it sounds like.
No, truth. You're the weirdest one, though. You won't watch the timer on your Netflix.
No, and it's on pause right now. I started a movie last night. I paused it.
I don't think that's weird.
Okay.
I can see how you don't want to know, because if you do, you start guessing, okay, this is about done. I got to figure it out.
But it'll save your place, right? You don't have to pause it. You can just turn off the TV and it'll save where
paused.
You are.
Yeah. And I'm seeing how much time we got left in the show. We need to hurry it along.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Pretty much most people do not want to take a phone call versus a text. And the reason I say it's crazy is there's some people in this room who do not realize that yet.
I was thinking about this in the shower today. And I was like,
Who'd you call?
That ain't funny. We have lost conversation. Like, everybody, they don't even want to talk to anybody face-to-face anymore. It's like, I'd rather just do it online and not even have a personal conversation.
I think that's because some of the people who do these conversations don't do them well. They take too long.
No,
they talk about all kind of crap.
You can
and you're
say
like,
that.
Well, it's true.
Now, there might be one or two in your cluster that are not great at it.
Well, I could name that person.
That's fine. It's like all of us. You look at the worldwide, the cell phones are like isolating us from every other person.
I don't find that to be true in most cases because I still talk on the phone. I'll get on the phone for hours in the afternoons.
Okay.
I can name those persons.
But I mean, the thing is, what do we have in common that we can talk about? If it's the friends that we're talking about going out of town for the weekend,
I'm
going to talk to them for an hour.
Right.
If it's you wanting to talk about work, text me. Or if you just got a question, text me.
Okay.
Or if you're going to call me, text me and say, can you talk?
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes those conversations turn into like 20, 30-minute conversations where the person doesn't take a breath.
Sometimes.
And you're like, you don't need me for this.
Kato, you mentioned something, and I don't think you went far enough with it.
Okay.
You said, text me and let me know you're going to call me.
Yes.
Text me and let me know what you want to talk about when you're going to call me. I want to know if it's something I want to talk about or not.
Well, sometimes if it's certain friends, I know what they're going to talk
about. Right, right, right. But I'm saying, that one person.
I get your point, yeah.
You're the person who's like, what are you doing next Tuesday? And you're like, why? So you tell me what you need, and I'll let you know if I'm busy.
I want to invite you to this great fundraiser.
I think I have something scheduled that day. I think I got to shampoo my hair.
Yeah,
so sorry.
I can't commit.
So they said that 23%, one out of four people under 35, never answer their phone. And if you're calling, you better have a good reason. I am mentally under 35. I am not likely to answer my phone unless I know exactly who it is, why they're calling, and I need that call.
Well, it depends on who it is, too. There's some calls that I just, oops, I'm busy because I know it's going to be drama.
For me, I look at the phone as a tool for me, not a tool for other people.
I agree.
It's a tool to help my life better, not to make their lives better.
I had to tell a friend that I no longer hang out with when he would call and ask, where was I? Where are you at? And I finally said, you know what? First off, that's none of your business. Secondly, my phone is for my convenience, yours. Uh-huh.
So they asked people, what are some reasons why you should call instead of text?
All right.
To inform someone of a death.
I agree.
Now, in the old days, you would do that in person, but now, at least on the phone, you shouldn't text and go, hey, bad news about your dad.
Well, dad, yeah, it's call, but depending on who it is.
Okay, if it's like somebody, it's like a mutual friend that y'all haven't talked to in a while. Yeah. Hey, did you hear that Chris passed away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about like a coworker?
Which one?
Okay.
Oh.
A text or a call. they say also, if you're supporting someone who's going through a tough time, I would say either way on that one. If it's someone who's annoying, you might text and give them a little boost me up speech. But if it's someone that you're really, tight with, then you make that phone call.
Well, did they just have something bad happen to them, too?
I don't know.
It's like, I'm praying for you right now.
But some people, it seems like every day there's something major that happens to them. And it's like they tell you about it and you're like, that's not that big of a deal. Like, you got this.
Oh, wow. Okay, pull your big girl panties up.
Kind of sometimes, yeah.
I gotta go.
This one I disagree with. They said on a birthday. I think a text is fine for a birthday.
A Facebook wish is fine on a birthday.
Shout out on the radio.
Yeah.
That's what my friends get.
So when you're running late, I disagree with that. I think you can do a voice to text. Or at the red light, you just go, hey, I'm 5 minutes out, and you're done.
Yeah,
you're good.
I think that's a good one.
You do that when you're getting out of bed. Hey, I'm 5 minutes out.
Yeah. I know a friend of yours does that, too.
And then you come in, it's like, oh, traffic was horrible.
Oh, it was awful at that drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. All right, something like announcing that you're pregnant. You don't do that necessarily over text. You let them know in person or call them.
Yeah.
It depends on the relationship.
Okay.
Well, I think all of it does.
Hey, Mom, guess what? We're pregnant.
Yeah.
LOL.
Or friends. I mean, friends you want to tell them face-to-face.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one. They say you should call in sick to work, not text in sick to work. No. I feel like you could be texting and go, hey, I don't want to get you sick, so I'm just texting instead of calling.
And then you'll show the picture.
What? Yeah. Well, I mean, do you have a sick voice going on? Because sometimes you don't sound sick.
Or you just can't make a good fake one.
The good thing is our boss is in bed at 4:30 in the morning when I decide to take a day.
Well, here's what you need to do, too, is when you really are sick and you look horrible and you're in bed, take some pictures. Like of you in different pajamas. I know it's a little bit of work, but
so you're sick and you're going to take 10 pictures of yourself in different pajamas.
To hold off.
Yeah, but how much, you're not going to feel like that then. Plus, I look sick anytime I'm in bed.
I was going to say, I just won't put on my makeup.
That's all it would take.
Tom can go home today and send us a picture. We're like, man, you look pale.
Yeah, you need to go to the doctor.
And they said also a negative health update. I had this happen to me personally, but it was through, they can do those colonoscopies things, but you just poop in a bucket and mail it to them. And I got back the message that I had tested positive for cancerous cells.
Oh.
And I'm reading that on my phone. I mean, my heart dropped. I was like, oh, my God. Now, it turned out I did the thing, and it was just polyps. But the polyps are, I guess, precancerous. So that scared the poop out of me. And I got it on a text, basically.
Okay. Well,
I'm the opposite. If I have test results coming in and my doctor leaves a message, call the doctor text going, your test results are in, please call us. No. Yeah. No, don't freak me out until I can get a hold of you on a Friday afternoon if the office is closed.
Okay,
just tell me what's wrong.
We just looked over the fact that Tom's pooping in a box.
A bucket.
It was a bucket.
Okay. Hey, those things are cool, though. My friend did that for like a whole GI checkup, too. They're kind of cool.
Not really. When you do it, it's not so cool.
Let's bring in four buckets one morning.
There. It's like, I've heard of Jack in a box. But that's Tom in a box. I do not want that. And does the mailman know? I'm like, does that mail person know? I'm picking up a box of poo right now to send to somebody.
I mean, it's got the name of the company on the outside.
Was it a 5-gallon bucket?
No, it was, that was part of the problem. I had to like cut short and then finish after.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You asked if it was 5 gallon or
I'd
not.
At least got the funnel out of the kitchen.
Oh, my Lord.
You need more fiber.
Yeah, you do.
You guys need psychiatrists is what you need to do. You're pooping in boxes, man.
Real American hero.
Today, we salute those who call instead of sending a text message.
Why do you call instead of sending a text message?
Virtually everyone has a smartphone, but virtually no one enjoys using the phone part, ever. And the smart part, well, we're afraid that concept eludes you as well.
What's that weird noise my phone is making?
Oh, right. That's my ringtone.
And this better be an emergency.
So the next time somebody, calls you, do what normal people do. Decline it and reply with a text asking, what's up? Because no one wants to get a call from those who call instead of sending a text message.
A real American hero.
Except a call from your mom. Your mom gets a pass on this
one. I would agree on that one, yeah. You call your mama now.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Well, everybody's back in school now, and of course, you know, especially the little toddlers, not toddlers, but the little kids that come home, they have a pile of papers, sometimes they have artwork, sometimes they have other stuff. Well, do you keep that artwork? Do you keep that stuff? A new survey out asked about childhood mementos, and parents were asked, do you wish you had kept more of your kids' childhood mementos?
I love Mentos. I really like the ones that have like all the flavors, the rainbow ones.
Just like a child.
Yeah.
You don't like Mentos?
I don't prefer them.
Mentos,
oh, man.
Fresher.
I don't really
Mentos
candy.
Is better. Mentos. You don't remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was Coldplay or something.
So 35% said they wish they would have kept more of their childhood mementos.
They'll get hard after a while and you can't eat them.
Yeah.
My wife always threw that stuff away. I would literally go to the garbage and I would see all this stuff out by the street and I would pick it up and dig through it and bring it back in. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, you can't throw this away. It's adorable. She's like, we have 20 of each of those things. I'm like, these are good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you keep the ones where they don't know how to draw?
I mean,
or you wait till they get a little better at it.
That's kind of cute, though.
Yeah, I have a friend's daughter who's 6 now. She and over the years, she'll give me little gifts, little art projects that she's done, and I love it.
Sure.
I love it.
I wouldn't throw any of that stuff away.
Yeah,
it doesn't take that much space to keep it.
No, just a boxes in the attic.
I mean, true, but I saw something online where the kid had drawn a picture of the mom, and it looked like a stage with a pole and money.
Right.
And so the mom was like, oh, my gosh. But turns out she had helped the neighbors by shoveling snow, and the neighbors paid her. So that was her shoveling snow. But it didn't look like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, 74% of the parents said they have kept their art. That's the number one thing that they do keep. And, of course, the digital stuff that you have, like all the pictures and stuff, that doesn't take up as much room now. But back in the old days, Your parents would keep baby pictures and stuff like that.
I disagree about it not taking up room now. Now they start charging you for storage. Yep. You don't realize it, but you're paying $10 a month just to keep a bunch of pictures you'll never look at.
And the thing is, you could take pictures of your kids' artwork and throw the artwork away.
Yeah. Kato, there's just something wrong with that.
I know. Yeah. 70% kept awards and certificates that they have gotten throughout the years.
Those probably aren't worth as much saving. Like, you know, their fifth grade that they had a gold star is probably not worth saving.
I have my neatest award hanging at my home.
Well, of course, a superlative.
It was eighth grade. I don't think it considered it superlative.
It was. It was an eighth grade superlative. You were the neatest.
Yeah. And then you got baseball trophies, stuff like that.
No,
okay, I'm sorry, Kato.
I've still got race car trophies from whenever I won races in my car.
What's so funny, as an adult child, your parents are like, would you come and get this stuff? We don't want to store it for you anymore. It's your stuff. Take it with you.
My parents love me. They have it all in my closet in my old room.
I took my stuff. I kept most of my... I have most all my report cards all the way from first grade.
I didn't keep mine. What am I going to do with a race car trophy?
Okay.
I don't know. I have one bowling trophy. It's all I got.
What do you do with it?
I brag.
You've got it out?
It's displayed.
Well, it's on his mantle.
I should get the bowling tournament. Come on.
I guess I'll get my first place race car trophy out.
How old were you?
Oh, I was at least 16.
I was an adult.
Okay.
It was the B93.7 bowling league back in the day.
Oh, my goodness.
We had a league back in the day.
I don't even think I have any of our softball trophies. Well, we didn't win.
No.
Parents say they wish they had kept fewer childhood memories or mementos. And yearbooks also mentioned 50% say,
That's stupid.
Yeah, what?
Because yearbooks, you actually pay to get those now.
Exactly.
They charge for them.
Yeah, keep those.
And it's great to go back and flip and look at your old friends.
You've been to Goodwill. Sometimes you can find a yearbook there. Somebody's donated.
Yeah, like, I don't have mine anymore, but I'll just get this one.
Yeah. Handprints and footprints, they keep those that have been like on a plate or something.
Yeah.
I saw where someone did footprints on a canvas of their baby, and then they hung it up like artwork. And I thought that was kind of cute.
Oh, cool.
What would be cool is to have them do it every year. And then it'd get bigger and bigger.
It's like they're walking down the wall, and you're like, I have Spider-Man as a child.
And they're getting bigger, and then they start getting smaller again.
What?
When they get old, their feet start to shrink.
Aww. All right, 45% have kept toys, because they're sentimental. It's like, oh, he played with that when he was little.
I don't think we did that. Although we might have a stuffed animal laying around, but not any toys.
You didn't store them anywhere, like in totes or anything? Did you sell them in a yard sale?
Why would you keep them? Because I mean, half of them are missing parts.
The reason I did is because my mom sold all my Star Wars action figures that are worth about an amount of a house right now.
Not after you played with them.
At a yard sale.
But we didn't know it back then.
I know, yeah. 35% kept baby clothes. Just because they want to go back and reminisce, or like, hey, you wore this when you were a kid. Like, the kid's like, I don't care.
And put it on.
Yeah.
Only thing I could see with that is you might give it to them when they have their kids, but they're probably going to be like, this is not in style.
I have one dress my aunt made me, and it had pockets, and it was my favorite, and I still have it to this day. I can't fit in it, though.
I didn't think so.
Such a shame.
It's like girls in their pockets.
Yeah, we need them. Yeah. We need more pockets.
Yes, and if you're going out with me, ladies, have a pocket, because I ain't carrying your keys, your phone, and your wallet.
Exactly.
You're not married,
are you?
You're
not even married.
No.
That's why.
I've had to for friends. I'm like, a purse.
I'll carry a purse if I have to.
And then parents wish they had kept fewer childhood mementos. 29% kept the baby teeth. And something from the baby's birth. It could be umbilical cord or something like that. That is gross.
I keep my own teeth. I've got a ton of my own teeth laying around.
I got my dad's.
And he ain't with us no more.
I got meat and roots on him.
But I mean, I got them displayed next to my bowling trophy.
I've got to go to Kato's house.
Yeah. It's a museum.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.